from the Most High. I certainly hope you're doing well. Many people don't realize there's such a thing as a cardboard town.
Most High. Can you believe you even got to this point? I mean, you know, that we're not, you know, it's kind of proof the Almighty God exists. And, you know, I've discovered that the ways are mysterious. If I try to, you know, looking back and analyzing, what was this? I find the ways are, you know, it kind of goes with this, that the Lord works all things for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Now, that's a very profound Bible scripture. Works all things for good. Yeah, for, I mean, you know, and that's no lie. I mean, I've seen this over and over again, how, you know, things that look like a complete disaster, and how it turns into a blessing for many who are dedicated, you know. And the other thing is, I was listening to Rodney Howard Brown yesterday, and just in the car at a long drive, and he had a couple of very interesting things to say. I mean, you know, this, he's, first of all, he's out there growing food, you know, just as much as he can possibly get. And, you know, everything. I think he's going to have enough. I mean, he's like the Noah of food right now. He's got enough to feed everybody on the planet, pretty much. And then, of course, a lot of people don't know that. And hopefully there are other people following suit that realize the need to grow food for the, you know, for the people that are being cut off by these fools. But one thing he said is, and this is just so perfect, this is just so delightful, this really, really delights me. And, you know, because it's so true. He says, you know, God mocks them, you know, in what they do and what they say. And if you've noticed lately, I mean, I know there's a lot of stupid people that don't understand anything, but then they don't understand, you know, they understand nothing anyway, so it's okay. One day, maybe they will understand, but, you know, part of that has to do with their own free will and not wanting to. But God, you know, they think they mock God. They don't. They don't mock God at all, really. You know, God mocks them. You know, they say, well, we have a solution for this problem or that problem. And all the solutions, and you look, you go, God, look at the evil coming out. But then you realize, hey, wait a second. They've been that evil for a long time. A long time, a lot longer than it became public knowledge. They've been trying to do, and you know, you go back and read H.G. Wells, or go back and read Bertrand Russell, or go back and read, you know, older Klaus Schwab from the 70s, Kurzweil, and whoever else they deem a thinker, which is preposterous. And you read them, and they're, seriously, a lot of the stuff that I've read, and in fact, go look it up right now and read it. It's free reading. You know, the singularity and stuff like that. Just hilarious. It's. I mean, if you're in the mind, like you know, if you live kind of a life of the mind as I do, you know, the logical fallacies and the contradictions and the fact when they try to do good, they end up doing evil for people. And they try to make food, and then they end up poisoning it with all this, you know, now they've tried to sneak the GMO in all the food. You know, they've been doing this anyway, whether we've been paying attention to it or not. They've been sneaking into Whole Foods and all these health food stores. You say, think you're getting organic. And they're putting in these viruses in heads of lettuce. In heads of lettuce, folks. And they're so you're basically eating the, you know, the thing that they want to inject you with, you're now getting it in your lettuce and your salad. Do you think a salad is healthy? Well, a salad can be healthy if you grow your lettuce from heirloom seeds and you harvest it yourself so you know nobody has stepped on it or done something to it. And then, you know, at that point, you know, yeah, you know, you've got some good lettuce there. But otherwise, vegetables are now dangerous. And I don't know about potatoes particularly, but I know lettuce is the key target thing where they want to, you know, where they are putting, you know, spike proteins and vaccines and all the nasty stuff they're trying to inject people with. Plus this whole cockamamie scheme to inject people. I mean, do you realize how, okay, and then the ultimate one is since, you know, the Obama presidency, the third term, I guess. Since his third term of Obama, finally he actually shoved Joe aside, you know, his puppet, and he came out, you know, as the president to warn us. And he said that, you know, we're consuming too much disinformation a few days ago. You may have noticed this. And he said, then a few days later, they go, you know, this Mayorkas guy, which is a guy that really should be drawn and quartered, you know, in the public square for how many atrocities he's committed. He's like, you know, the Nazis' right-hand man. I mean, he is, you know, a slayer of humans, right? And basically, how do they slay? Well, you know, by human trafficking, okay, for one thing, he's totally up to his eyeballs in that. Drug trafficking, he's up to his eyeballs in that. and murder. He's just one guy. And he comes out with his, he recommends this woman who obviously has no credentials, but you see, it's so funny. You know, and, you know, they all love Obama, their boss. And, you know, I'd no longer call it the Biden administration. It's really, you know, the next Obama. But when you say Obama, what do you mean? You mean the State Department. You mean what you really mean is the corrupted state of the United States of America. The Republicans, the Democrats, the State Department, the FBI, the military, all corrupted with this goal of the overthrow of the United States. That's the whole point of Ukraine, you know. The whole point of anything is the overthrow of the United States. And they couldn't get it done, and they flipped out, and they started doing really stupid stuff. But the dumbest thing that I have ever seen so far, which is to the point of absolute hysterical laughter, even dancing a jig, is the announcement of the Ministry of Information. Oh, God, and you think, you know, and like I said, I'm like, do people see how Obama has mocked himself and how they have mocked themselves? They think Obama is their messiah to bring forth this new age. The only problem is what they're bringing forth is destruction. And the thing is, they're not bringing destruction of God's people, which is the whole point of their existence. Okay, the whole reason Obama even was born was to oppose Jesus Christ. He has no other purpose. They have no other purpose. And people deny the reality of Jesus to their own peril. And of course, they can mock Jesus, they mock God, they mock us who have followed the Lord. They mock us, and then they call us uptight and, you know, prudes and whatever thing they want, white supremacist or whatever, you know, whatever it is, trying to make sure that people of color don't know Jesus. But obviously, it's like, okay, so here's where the tremendous laughter comes in. And a guy like Mayorkas, who's like one of the biggest idiots that has ever, seriously, have ever breathed. And I'm like, and then he says such stupid shit. And people, you know, and they're sitting there like, So I'm kind of having a good time. I'm sorry. Even if I go down, at least I'm getting a good laugh. Oh, boy. I'm getting a good laugh. And yes, it is funny. And yes, I do have compassion for my fellow man, but not when you deny reality and you mock God. Then you see you have a problem with me, and I will laugh at you because you're pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. At this point in the timeline, if you haven't, you know, you're probably the same kind of person that would, you know, take the jab and then gladly die and say, I'd do it again. Take one for the team. You know, it's one for all and all for one. After you've seen man fail over and 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 over through the ages of the millennia, man is just one big, complete, total, utter failure. And whenever he has a solution to something, run for the hills. Because it usually involves giving pain to some other human being. So God mocks the mockers far more than they could ever mock him. God mocks the mockers through their words and their behavior, which in some cases gets down to, like, you know, a five-year-old. I mean, it gets complete, you know, right? With people complaining about they tried to put in all their policies and they tried to put in their police state. They're trying to do all this stuff that really has very little to do with the goal. Of course, you know, it would be better if I explained what their goal. They have one goal. They don't have two. They have one goal. That is to destroy God. And that's the one goal. And then ancillary to that would be And the followers of God, you know, of the followers of God, you know, and the followers of Christ, Jesus Christ, not Buddha, not Mohammed, not any of these other stupid religions, just that, you know, Jesus is not a religion. It's a very profound relationship that cannot be described. It has not been described yet, even in by some of the best philosophers, whether you look at Thomas Aquinas or you look at, you look at some of the great writers and, you know, that of recent time, or you listen to John MacArthur and his study Bible, or you listen to, it really doesn't matter, you know, or the, you know, Max Lucado or any of these people that fill the, you know, Christian bookstores and talk, and people say a lot of interesting things, but there's just something that is, you know, unexplainable. I'll just put it that way. And that thing that's unexplainable is this thing that happened to us with the Lord, this change, this transformation. And it can't be undone. You know what I mean? And not that, you know, of course they may want to undo it. They may want to, because if it isn't, if they see it's undone, then what we would say is that it wasn't done in the first place, because done is done. You know what I mean? That done doesn't undo itself and then become something else. If it is finished, it's finished, period. And so they don't get that. They don't, you know, the world doesn't get that. You know, I am not the same as I was, mom, dad, policeman, you know, court of law, boss. But I work even harder and better and smarter and more clear because, you know, my Lord is the living God through Jesus Christ that made that possible, without whom there would be no possibility. And why do I say that? Because am I a bigot? No, it has. I have proven it. I have done what the Bible said. The Bible said, you know, basically told me this. And I do believe the Bible, actually more every day. The more I see it coming to pass, like especially the book of Revelation, the more I see this thing coming to pass right before my eyes, I'm like, you had better believe in the return of Jesus Christ. You had better take this stuff seriously. You had better go back and read Genesis, right? Like, literal. And take it all literally. Because it will prove itself. You will wind up as a fool with egg all over your face, is what happens to people. Then they don't want to admit, saying, oh, God, that's just for, you know, homophobes and white supremacists and racists, you know. And the reason they say that, and that's their big mocking. That's their big mocking. Okay. The biggest mockery of God today on the earth would be the World Economic Forum, would be the Bill Gateses of the world, would be the Rand Corporation and the think tanks and the idiots trying to, you know, fool everybody about their so-called war in Ukraine, which is, of course, to the God people, they see Ukraine as a sham, money laundering, a chance to murder people they don't like. You know, it's the Nazi regime of Soros. That is basically what it is, the Soros Empire, Nazi regime, and Zelensky being a puppet of Soros. And also, you know, a puppet of the Democrat Party. That's basically what it is. There are no Ukrainians. Well, I mean, there are, but I mean, it's not like there are Ukrainians. You know, what I mean by that is there's not like this one people there that's fighting for liberation against the evil Putin, you know, what they ever they framed it. But you know what? I'm telling you, I got people all over the world that believe it really is, and they have to overthrow Putin, and that's their goal. And now, because of the, you know, this Lloyd Austin fool and others, they think, oh, Ukraine's going to win. And Ukraine is, all Ukraine is now is United States. It's unfortunately the people that haven't left, unfortunately, they're going to suffer there because they don't give a damn about the Ukraine, about the infrastructure, nothing. All they care about is having a foothold up against Russia. And this is goes back a long ways. This is a, you know, Russia will not bow down. You know, I didn't want to get into geopolitics today, but I might as well say, you know, Russia will not only not bow down, but there's a big revival going on in Russia for Jesus. And it's not illegal, you know, like they're trying to make it here. Well, folks, if you make Jesus illegal in the United States, which, of course, is light, truth, way, reality, okay? We're going to talk about reality in a moment. You make that illegal, you are basically mocking God. You're just saying, you know, I know you exist, God, but I'm going to block all the people from you. How do you like that? See, I'm tough. And you're being not just an utter idiot, but you're being, you know, a clown, laughable, completely laughable, pathetic, idiotic, ridiculous. And, you know, nothing blocks the love of God. I mean, we could go through those scriptures too. I mean, not height nor depth nor, you know, nor travail of any kind. You know, and I'm paraphrasing here, will block the love of God from those who love him. It's just not going to be possible. And love, in this case, means changed, transformed by God, utilizing one's free will. Just like in you know, the Bible will tell you that, you know, what kind of a person, they're, you know, the talk about the people that will gain the world but lose their soul. When it says gain the world, it means, well, you gain favor. You gain applause from, you know, the peanut gallery of other idiots who don't know what's going on. It becomes a fool's errand because the applause that you're getting, the approval you're getting, the world that you've now got as your oyster is but junk. It's nothing. It's merely a stage with which to play all this stuff out. If you have nothing, then inside of you is nothing. There's just a hole there filled by social engagements, football games, bread and circus that they give you to keep you distracted, or TikTok or whatever it is, to keep you distracted and on the path of not fulfilling your destiny, right? Which is the amazing connection to the Lord that happens. It's like it totally is an initiation, but it's something that God orchestrates using your free will, that you can resist it or accept it. But what it is God presents reality to every person on earth. Every person on earth is presented. So that's why I don't really feel sorry for them. They've had it presented to them, and they've said, no, I prefer the world of pain, suffering, and death to God, because I don't want to be mocked by my fellow man. Because without my fellow man, I can't fill the hole that is there, that only God can fill, that only Jesus Christ can fill. It's just, you know, obvious. The world and everything in it belongs to God. The world and everything in it. Everything in it is of the Lord. And there is nothing that is made that he didn't make. So it's all his. So I would be a fool to say, I'm going to do my own thing. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go through this whole thing again. We've gone through this over and over. I should have just written down some scriptures. I'm going to start a Substack for my thoughts, and, you know, and there I will go deeply into, you know, scriptures that will elucidate everything we talk about here. It's just that it's very hard for me to see on the fly, you know what I mean? And so everything is like in memory. I've been through the Bible so many times now, though, that, you know, it's almost there in a photographic memory sense, but not quite exactly, because I look at different versions, and I like sometimes the Amplified version. I like sometimes the King James or the ESV or some of the other, standardized versions. But, you know, it's what I'm interested in from the scriptures that are written down here is the, it's the Word of God that I'm after, which is not written. It's in, you know, written in the Spirit. And, you know, Jesus is the Word of God at the same time. And that's just a lovely paradoxical kind of statement that throws people off. They don't know what that means. I probably pondered that statement, you know, Jesus is the Word of God, I don't know, for maybe 25 years or so, 20 years. And I'm never going to be able to answer it. I'm never going to be able to explain, but I mean, I know what it means, but I can't tell you. God would have to show you. And if you hang out with God, he will show you what that means exactly. You know, and what it means that, you know, the return of Christ is violent, right? It's like this violent, you know, just cutting down of the wicked. And then there's this, you know, on the side of Jesus' horse, you know, there's, you know, his vesture, I guess it's his robe or whatever, dipped in blood. It says the Word of God dipped in blood. The Word of God dipped in blood. What does that mean? That means exactly what it says. But people just can't seem to understand it. And so those deeper things that God will give us that will satisfy our curiosity, you know, it satisfies our curiosity when we start seeing God as profound and mind-blowing and way deeper than all of our philosophers combined. And when we start seeing that profundity, that reality, that all-knowingness, that absolute authority, when we begin to perceive that, then it's like, forget it, man. You want to reject, you know, God and then do it on your own and prove to me how great you are? Ha 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 ha! Ha 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 ha! And that, I've truncated that laughter for, because, you know, you could go on and on laughing about the, you know, I mean, literally, you know, I've had moments where I've been able to detach myself from, you know, the world planners, you know, enough to take a look at that. I don't really even have to dig. I mean, I know it's digging to go look up, you know, the Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. It's like digging. But this is like, this is a comedian's book, right? This is a book of comedy, of jokes. And couched in this language of, oh, so serious, you know. And, you know, all these, like, economic form guys. And the only reason these guys are conforming to Klaus Schwab is they want money. The billionaires have doubled their money the last year or two. The COVID's been the best thing they could ever have hoped to have gotten. It's all been an ill-gotten gain. Yes, they should be stripped of their billions right now. Yeah, of course. But they're not going to be, because you see, God leaves them on the stage and they say stupid shit really all day long. And then, you know, you and I are being entertained by them. God is showing us not that, you know, they have already lost. They're not going to lose in the future. They have lost. I think, you know, when I say they lose, that's in the present tense. They lose. But folks, truly, they have already lost. It's up to us to show Christ to the world, to show the gospel to the world. But, you know, they're all hung up on, like, you know, kindergarten terms and, you know, the low IQ understandings. And God wants to challenge our IQs. God wants to bring our IQs up. God has probably increased my IQ 20%. I've had to come up a little bit to even begin to understand. And no teacher would teach it to me. So, well, what's the meaning of, you know, the kingdom is within you?
Well, what it means, according to John MacArthur, is that people are all, we're all together, see? So the kingdom is within our group, is basically, I'm paraphrasing him, but that's basically what he says.
Sorry. God, please. No, I have no doubt that, you see what can happen to a guy that's probably a really bright man, you know, probably very talented, but from a, you know, from a stodgy family or some kind of thing, some disciplinary, you know, like, you know, you read the scriptures, and I mean, he's got a bunch of stuff in his study Bible that are contradictory and, you know, sort of ridiculous. I don't, you know, one of the problems in the United States is that, you know, I admire the man having kept his church open during COVID, but I mean, can he explain this to me, please? The answer is no, he can't. None of them can. I mean, I met all the evangelical preachers in Los Angeles, and none of them could explain even what baptism was. I'm like, well, then how do you expect to have a flock or, you know, or spread the gospel if nobody understands what, you know, the basic tenets of not the faith, but of God's way, God's truth, God's church, not my church, not my way, God's money, God's economy. Because you see, there's another very profound aspect of this. God wants us to have a laugh. This is became very clear to me yesterday. I wanted to talk to you about this. God wants us to have a laugh. Wait, before you get carried away with your own pride. There's another side to it. Yes, you see, it's multidimensional for sure in one way. But there's another side to it, and that is, but God is using these people, obviously, who are not quite evil geniuses. They are evil, totally evil, and they are murderous, and they are horrible to be around, for sure. But you see, there's another kicker in there. So just when you're starting to get comfortable laughing at their dumb decisions and the things they do, like rolling out this Ministry of Information, if 3 days after Obama makes some kind of a bizarre statement of saying that if you flood the public square with sewage water, what do you think you're going to get or something like that? Then 3 days later, there's this Ministry of Information with this total bitch hypocrite, you know, who used to go around saying, I wonder who I have to fuck to move up my career. It sounded like, right, but not, you know, pretty like Hollywood actresses. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. I have to bite my tongue sometimes. But see, God has another way. Before I get laughing too much, and before I get chastised, I had a good laugh with God, but now watch, he shows me another thing. That he's dumbed them down himself. And he's orchestrating them to bring about good for those who love him, but they can't see it because it looks totally evil, as if the evil is encircling the globe, and it may be, because this next period of time, if you don't have the greatest faith in the world, if you don't have a rock-solid faith, you're not going to make it. You're going to be dead. And that is, you know, Matthew 24, I mean, this is, you know, Revelation 18, This is the big game here. You know, this is, you know, whether it's the final game or not, I'm not going to say one way or the other, but what I will say is this. You got to have faith to make it. And if you don't know Jesus, you got to get to know him, because really, he will challenge you. Okay, so I challenge you right now to see all the things that have happened here. All the obvious evil. I mean, in your face, you go, did you see that? Can you see what that guy said on CNN or Fox or one of these stations, MSNBC? Can you believe what that idiot said? And did anyone else hear that? They're all like, see no evil, hear no evil. I didn't hear anything. Beep, 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 you know. Well, don't look at me. I did, you know, the music stopped, but I found my chair. So I'm going to be okay for now. You know. You know, milkweed toast, cuckold, stupids. Worthless. You know what I mean? Worthless. Completely worthless, and God doesn't need them either, you know, but he is graciously giving them more time, but not much more. You see him moving everything into place. So as we're laughing at what they're doing and saying, we also understand the hand of God is on them, making them look stupid to us, so that their plan will not succeed for them, but will ultimately succeed for God. God will arrange it, of course, because he's God, the way he wants it in the end. And you start to see some of that come about, don't you? Now we can get into Roe versus Wade in a minute. I mean, then I have to get into what, you know, what sacrifice to Molech is. And then everyone goes, oh, you're such an evil man. It's like, no. If I corrupted a nation, I'd have to have them abort the babies, as many as possible. I have to have late-term abortion. I mean, that's the thing I want. If I'm a Satanist, I want late-term abortion after the baby's born, and then have an excuse like, well, he's autistic, or he's, you know, he's has deformities, or, you know, come up with an excuse to slay them. And, you know, but make sure you harvest the organs, because those are precious, right? They're also worth millions of dollars. So, you know, we understand that. And you say, well, how could God allow that to go on? And God allows it to go on because he honors free will. That is a sacrament. If it wasn't religious, if they're just killing babies for just, you know, with no intent, no ritual intent, no spiritual intent, then I don't think God would really care about it. I mean, or he'd just stop it. Yes, he would just stop it if it didn't have a religious aspect to it. Right? They've been, you know, these are like the Cainites. They've been sacrificing people for thousands and thousands of years. They're not going to stop now. God has allowed it for all the, you know, the better question would be, why did God allow it for the last 8,000 years? Human sacrifice. So what does it mean? Well, it's different in different contexts. Some is, you know, pagan, like agrarian pagan type of sacrifice. Some is the babies, though, is really deals with Molech and handing the babies to Molech for the auspicious, you know, for the good of the community, for the burgeoning of the community. And when the community starts doing badly, as it is now, they say, we need more sacrifices to appease our God, to give us a better economy, to give us better, right? So now they're probably just hurrying to throw the babies in the fire as much as they can. But here's what God has them saying. So the woman that's going to get, you know, an abortion says, you know, this baby is inconvenient. I have a career I want. So I'm going to go ahead and cut him from life and dismember him and, you know, sell him to the highest bidder, you know, basically making myself into the ultimate whore, you know, beyond the whore of Babylon, beyond mystery Babylon, beyond all of Babylon. Babylon, you know, the great, the big Hydra, you know, the you know, Medusa. And while I'm pursuing my career and cutting these inconvenient babies out of my body, I intend to be a success. It gets funnier. Now, right about this time, you're saying, but I could cry too. No, you don't. Get out of that crying thing. We're trying to see what God is doing here. So in so doing something and making, you know, this person, you know, look like what they look like, you know, at best a two-bit horror, right? Sorry, but it's just like, I would have sold my... Now it's about selling the organs, right? And then, you know, but is she smart enough to get a cut of the action? Or is she just going to get rid of the baby and then go and struggle in her career? Probably giving sex to people to try to move up the ladder because we don't like sexism. You don't think that same system exists? It could be woman on woman, man on man. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just as long as one submits. Who do I have to fuck to get up the ladder around here, says the Ministry of Information. The new Minister of Information is like, who do I have to fuck to get? She obviously fucked my orcas. Can you imagine something like that? I wouldn't think that women would be any kind of desirous thing for him at all, but maybe some inanimate object, you know, for him. He seems weirdly perverted in some very strange ways. The way he lies makes him seem so perverted, so utterly, completely perverse. And he thinks he's so smart. This Ministry of Education, let me tell you, I want to tell you that, you know, we have been doing and battling disinformation the whole time because we don't want, you know, immigrants coming in when the coast isn't clear because that could be dangerous for them. So we make sure that when people say the borders are open, that they are indeed wide open. Okay, so they say stupid things like that, and they act stupid, and it doesn't matter whether it's my orcas or this, it doesn't matter what it is. It's just everything they do is stupidity. Everything they do and say is, listen, I've got friends who, you know, and they're very savvy in business, and, you know, they know how to survive in the world. But everything revolves around relationships with these people, relationships with other people. You know, it's like, in other words, there's like a safety net in the relationships. So they don't say anything. They don't rock the boat. They don't see anything. And certainly they would never report on the proclivities of, you know, the pedophiles or the, you know, the Molech, murderers or anything like that. They don't, you know, to them, everything is okay. You see, everything is okay, you know, and so that allows then for the society to take the great leap off the cliff. And society is will not be in perpetua, will not be forever. Society due to, you know, the only reason it's not kaput now is because God has allowed it to go on. He has allowed it to go on further because it makes these people look more and more foolish with every passing day. Okay, let me tee up another one. No, I'm not mocking all women that got abortions. Hey, a lot of you have had abortions. I'm not mocking it. What I'm mocking is the brainwashing regarding that happens to women, telling them who they are, that their career is more important than a child, than a life, and then how they actually believe it. I mean, you know, that kind of thing is really awful, and many people got to. If you've had don't know anything about Jesus, and you go out there in the world, your only God is the information that you're getting, the mind control that you're getting from the society, which is sick. Society is completely sick. Then they go, oh, well, Steph, you sound like a hater. It's like, no, I don't. I love everybody. I find the good in people that, you know, but I know that when people are interested in talking to me, because I'm elderly, you know, they really want to know about Jesus deep down. They really, you know, otherwise I'm just like, you know, you could just put me in the background. What did Laura say about me, Trish? She said, you blend into the background easily. He said that to me this last time when we got together with our movie-making, you know, company. He says, you blend into the background. And I'm like, well, thank you. I talk when I'm on this microphone,
my blog, and I'm only going to allow myself to say truth. But I think I would go nuts if I didn't get to say the truth and just show how great God is. You know, I mean, anyway, let me get back on track. I got distracted with the abortion thing because Roe v. Wade, out of nowhere, God teased it up. Did you see that? This is a God thing. God teased it up. They've already voted it. Roe v. Wade down. I guess it's got to go through some more time before it becomes law. But and the left is going insane, you know, because they feel they lose their precious abortion, because a lot of them sense that, you know, getting pregnant to have an abortion, you know, just to have an abortion, is like some kind of good thing. You know, the deeper you get into the spirit of, you know, the world system and Satan, you get more backwards to where you would want to get pregnant just so you could sacrifice your child to give you your career a boost. Yes, I do know people that did just that exact thing. They got pregnant, sacrificed their child in order to give their career a boost. In other words, that the death, the spilling of the blood, the destruction of the innocent one propelled them to success in the world, because Satan only gives success to those who do the wrong thing, not to those who do the right thing. If you're on the righteous side and you're not, you know, throwing at least some perversion into the pot, you know what I mean? At least, you know, joining the depraved in their, you know, their circle jerks and their rituals and their whatever else, you know, the most subtle rituals are where no one calls it that. You know what I mean? It's like a play. And then it goes to gaslighting and goes to all kinds of things. But, you know, they're very much about the hive mind collective, because they have no other backing. And as soon as any one of them gets into trouble, you know, gets a disease, gets old, cancer, anything, divorce, bankruptcy, the entire hive scatters from them, leaving them alone. They got no friends on that day. Where God is always with you, folks. You know, and he is the only one that can guide you through this thing. And when tragedy strikes, he's right there with you. And you also have prayer warriors and brothers and sisters around you at all times, especially in times of tragedy. You know, it's funny how people are saying that anyone that's, you know, concerned, because if you go by the Bible, you're obviously a hater and a bigot to them. And the reason why is because it's not because, you know, you're living your life as righteously as possible, but it's because you're just like a living example. You know, you're just like living guilt for them. They see you and they feel guilty. You know. That doesn't happen to the child of God. I've seen people who, you know, wouldn't take a drink and say, I would take a drink, and they wouldn't. And then I would kind of envy that person. I'd say, you know, maybe I don't need a drink either. You know what I mean? I get inspired. I don't take offense. You know, but somebody told me when I was young, they said, you better take a drink when everyone takes a drink, or they're going to, you know, you're going to be in trouble. You could get kicked out. And of course, that goes for everything. What about the orgy? Oh, of course, you better participate in that, or at least not say anything. And what about children? Oh, you better do that too. Well, is there anything? What about this guy that got whacked the other day? Oh, you better shut up about that. How about the grand jury? Well, you better say that. You know what I mean? Where does it end? Happiness? Life? Beautiful life? Happiness is when you know you have everything you need within, and everything is as it should be, and everything is perfect because of the living God. Because you have that in your life. That is your guide. That is first place. That is where you're headed. That's your North Star. And when you have that, you need nothing else. It drives those people completely nuts. They can't stand that you would be happy on your own without their, you know, interceding or giving you money or turning you into a prostitute or whatever it is they do. They turn everybody into a prostitute. Everybody's a prostitute. Everybody in American government, is a prostitute. Who do I have to fuck to? Well, you know, the majority. Who do I have to fuck to get up? Oh, here's your new job. She must have fucked Obama, my Arcus home. She must have, my God, maybe she had some sex with animals or something for their pleasure. Who knows? She must have done something really bad to get that great big position. The Minister of Information. The Minister of Disinformation. Disinformation, governmental, you know, something or other. It's like the KGB or something. So, how would they start that if the reason they could start that was for your laughter? You're supposed to laugh at that. And then, of course, fight it back. Because, I mean, it's obviously, they're trying to set something up that if you post the wrong thing on Facebook, they just come shoot you. That's where they're trying to go with all of it. And, of course, the folly of it all is they would end up shooting themselves. In the end, they'd have to shoot down to the last man because they're too stupid to figure it out. There isn't anything here but one thing. There aren't even other people, you know, in a certain philosophical sense. There is just God, creator, and free will recipient. And what that free will decide. Period. There really is nothing else. And why is God here? How is God here for us? He's here to help you, every one of us, through love. He loves every one of us to get through this terrible, you know, period of time where the children in the sandbox who look like they're adults are going to be able to do their Lord of the Flies thing. And subjugate people, especially God's people, you know, to torture and death and a lot of horrible things. And the reason that society is like that is because society is corrupt. And only corrupt fruit comes from a corrupt tree. There is nothing good in society. Oh, there may be temporary good or like a ball game that's fun to watch or, you know, they might make a, you know, they might, the studio might be inspired to make some kind of great movie. But what would be a great movie that would honor their side? What, Avatar? That's not a great movie. It's a movie about propaganda conditioning to get you off this idea of, any kind of state fealty, any kind of, you know, creator God, all that, you know. Obviously, James Cameron is a, you know, he's a typical progressive. And he's, you know, obviously a coward because he flees the country to go elsewhere where they can't get him. Well, why would they want to get him for? They should be worshiping him. But it's because, you know, the Avatar solution of, you know, the singularity is just folly. Soylent Green is people, you know. That's it. That's an, oh, Lord, what a sense of humor. Yeah, laugh. But everything they do will always, 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 always lead to the destruction of many from the authority of the few.
And that's all they want to do. It's, yes, it's about control, but not ultimately. It's about the destruction of humanity, the death, if you will, of humanity, of human. So they say, we want to go after all carbon life forms. Yes, of course. They say animals and trees and things they want to kill too, but the point is that really it's just a way to create a veil in front of what they really want, which is they really want human to die. Why do they want that, dude? Because the people that they deal with, which are not people, exactly, they're not human, have promised them everything. Eternal life, you name it, everything. The keys to the portals, to the dimensions, the advanced technology, you name it, everything. If they would just get rid of the world of human. Get rid of that, you can have anything you want. That's our agreement. Agreed? Yes. Yes, we agree, says Nancy Pelosi. Yes, we agree. And my feeling about it is, it's all so obvious that reality is with God, and is God, and God's people is reality. So you see, everything they're doing, we see exactly. No matter how much news media, no matter how much talk shows, no matter how many people say they're the voice of the reality, reality is, and God is. So reality would be connected to God in the sense of is. It's a thing that is. One cannot say that about them, no. We remember what is another word for Jesus? Truth, as we know. And so, what is utterly true? The Word of God. From the Word of God came the world. Okay. So then, if Jesus chose you and you entered into this consummation of this relationship and you were transformed and renewed in Christ and, you know, were one of the lucky ones, it would mean that everything you see would be understood. Everything you want to know would be eventually known. All the things that you had not been able to do, perhaps one day you'd be able to. And it's pretty interesting. I enjoyed laughing at their, you know, folly, but I understand also that the next step is, you know, because they're so flummoxed with everything they've tried to do, that they're now looking at going nuclear and at least getting trying to get Russia to maybe, you know, pull the trigger. And I don't think they actually know what they even want. I don't think they even know what they're getting into there. But they will. Putin now has his eyes on England as a target for nukes because a lot of the orders are coming from England. I'd say, you know. He has been given a bad rap. He, you know, in a warfare situation, you know, of course he killed a lot of, you know, people in Ukraine and this and that, but he spared a lot too. In other words, he's not doing indiscriminate killing. He's doing what he thought he had to do. But the war is ongoing. In other words, you know, Biden pumped in, I don't know what, $500 billion into it. You know, without Congress, without anything, he just pumps money in and everybody goes along with it, whatever he does. And so, you know, I really think that the next thing that's going to happen is probably a nuclear crisis. I've been feeling this for the last couple of days that there's going to be some tactical nukes used, you know, in the field. It's getting almost beyond the time. It's been delayed enough. It's time for tactical nukes. I think people also need to realize your secular way, there's no such thing. So it doesn't lead anywhere. You just go in circles and then die. And that's the end of you. That's the sum total of your life. Nothing. A waste. So to capitalize on the fact that you were born, you must be consummated. You know, made into a made man. You know, the real initiation by God who made you. And then you're good to go. You know, the thing is, it doesn't do any good to, like, nitpick either. You know, say, well, I believe this, but I don't believe that. Once it's proven through miraculous things, you have to go in the end, geez, I've been wrong about everything. Everything is true with God. Because that's the real reality. And outside God, there is no reality. There's just, all there is these people trying to come up with some kind of solution to something, you know, and they wind up killing everybody because that's the God they serve. It's just one big failure, but then to them it's not really a failure. It's they're getting used to the idea of failing, but blaming the other guy, you know, blaming someone like me. Say, I blame you for my failure. Anyway, what a great way to go. It's going to be I think a relatively quick leap through the, you know, down to the crisis. They're having to reconnoiter now because they got their asses kicked so bad. Their asses kicked so bad, they lost. And they know it. And so whatever else they're going to do, they're going to have to be much stronger. The studio might, you know, they'll have to be much stronger. They'll have to be much, I just don't see how they can. I don't see how they can ever win. It's just because of how dumb they act and how many stupid decisions they make. I mean, if Obama is the best they got, it's pretty damn pathetic. That guy's a fool. Yeah, we need to flood the, the town square with sewage. We got to stop this. They believe they have to stop free speech for the sake of their democracy. Anybody who wants to stop free speech is looking to put in a dictatorship. And, you know, they're looking to haul people off that, you know, make a comment on Facebook. This is their dream reality. Anyway, I've covered it except for one thing. I'm a little tired today from my long drive yesterday. Alright. Now I got my big Bible here. Well, I was drifting there at the end. Let's see. Okay. So these were what I was reading out of Job 27. Yes, Job has many chapters. And this kind of caught my eye here. I'm going to have to go back to give it more context. Get a little bit of a running start at it. Big Bible game. Moreover, Job continued his parable, and as God liveth, he says, as God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment, and the Almighty, who hath vexed my soul? All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Let mine enemy be as the wicked, and he that riseth up against me as the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he have gained, when God taketh away his soul? Will God hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him? Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? And it goes on, but it's just like this motivation of Job to retain his integrity. And really, you know, the ones that are gaining through, you know, deceit and wickedness are the unrighteous, and they will be dealt with. And, you know, Job doesn't have to obsess on that. He knows that one day God will make it so. Now let me go a little bit further. This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty, capital A, of course. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. Though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare raiment as the clay. He may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. He buildeth his house as a moth, and as a booth that the keeper maketh. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He openeth his eyes, and he is not. Terror shall take hold on him as waters. A tempest stealeth him away in the night. The east wind carrieth him away, and he departeth as a storm hurleth him out of his place. For God shall cast upon him and not spare. He would fain flee out of his hand. Men shall clap their hands at him, and shall hiss him out of his place. So this is the take on the wicked, and kind of rhymes a little bit with Psalm 37. This is Job 27. And it's just such a repeated theme throughout. It's also the same in Obadiah. It's the same in many others. This idea that, to live righteous, in other words, to live righious, what does that mean? To be goody two-shoes? I don't think so. I think it means to live for God. If you live for the world of, the world will devolve to, okay, what's pleasureful? Okay, that'll fill the hole. Go ahead. Oh boy, that feels good. Why do I feel so shitty? Why do I feel so empty? Why do I feel so depressed? Why do I feel so crazy? Why do I feel that I'm weak? I better get together with my homies so I can boost myself up. Oh, yes. The homies. They'll be there as long as you're doing well. As we said. But the homies have nothing to do with reality. The only reality is this is God's. Go ahead and attribute it to the wicked. Go ahead, give it to them, you know. Give it to them in your mind control. Oh, they own everything and I own nothing and I'm the oppressed. But the oppressed, even, to avoid the overall shroud of wickedness, the oppressed even must turn to God. You can be oppressed all you want and bedraggled and tortured and cast out, and you can even not conform to man. Fine. Plenty of those on the street wandering around. But without that turn to the Almighty, just being poor is not good enough. I renounced all my worldly things. Well, then you renounced every opportunity that God would give you to be a good steward on his behalf. Way to go. Hey, you solved it, man. Hey, man, you solved it. You gave away everything God gave you so you could be a righteous man. Oh my God, what have I done? Well, you see, with God, there'll be another opportunity for you. This is a big learning experience, isn't it? Remember that old joke? You know, I'm going to wait here for God to rescue me in my sinking boat or whatever. And then it kept sinking, and, you know, a helicopter came by, and another boat came by and asked if you need any help, and he shooed them on because God was going to come save you. And then you drown. And in drowning, you ask God, I thought you were going to save me. Where did you say I had perfect faith? He said, I did. I sent the helicopter. I sent the other boats. I sent all these people. See, you blew it. You rejected all my help. What did you expect? Some Zeus character coming from the sky? How God works. So we see now the wicked, all right? You see them very clearly, do we not? They're thrown in front of your face every day as heroes, and they're really looking out for you. And you see in the folly of them that is so obvious. You wonder, can everybody see that? Look at this. The Ministry of Information in America. Well, of course. Eli. My dog's out there just chilling with the morning. I'm going to drag him in here. Yeah, the sun is coming. Thank God. But so they see these events and things and they don't understand. God works all things for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So when you see the elites being, you know, doing stupid things, you wonder, how can they, did they really say that publicly? All this revelation that we've seen since COVID and COVID itself that they've done. You see how God manipulates all of them and mocks them and makes fools out of them all. And they say the stupidest shit you ever heard in your life. And you can't even believe how open it is. And you can't then believe how many people are just burying their head deeper in the sand going, oh no, I didn't see anything. I'm on a paycheck. And so, is it any wonder these people get depressed or they can't think on their own? They have to be in a collective. They have to have their little bar, their little hive, their little company, their little, whatever it is they're in, to reassure them that they're living a good life. You living a good life? Yeah, look, I'm on this airplane. I'm flying around, going here and I'm going there. Life is good. Well, not really. I don't know who's in the plane. I don't know who's going here or there. There has to be a balance. And with that, I'll bid you shalom. I'm not sure I hit exactly what we were trying to hit on. All right, I'm scrolling up to a song first. Yeah. What is this? And I will see you next time. Well, we didn't have the prayer on the first because we were involved in this convention in Dallas, and it was we had to drive. So it wasn't happening. But I just figured we'll just have that prayer coming up here. We'll have another communion. We'll work this out, because the focus where we have to go now is this. From here forward, we have to go further into God. The fools that think they can make it through this stretch here without God, we got to be ready to help them too, because you see, because we don't hate anybody, but we do get to laugh at folly when you mock God and then you act like an idiot, you know, and we see that, we have to laugh a little bit. Doesn't mean we hate you. Hopefully it'll mean to you that if you keep on down the path you're going, the world's not going to help you when push comes to shove, when those evil dark days come.